With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Obviously, yesterday with the press conference that the president had, it was probably, you know, a little bit tough to see and hear if you watched it or if you did miss it. He said, listen, the next couple of weeks are going to be the toughest couple of weeks we've ever seen as a country. It's going to be very difficult. There's going to be loss. It's going to be sad. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel, we hope, and we can get there. And the way that we can do that is to keep the social distancing. And if you're, you know, working on the front lines in healthcare, we'd love to hear from you this morning, just how you're doing, how you're coping, what it looks like for you now with all of the changes that are happening at 617-931-1234. Gina is from PBD. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
So you work in home care community, as a home care community nurse. What does that mean?
It means that we see clients in their homes on a daily basis to administer their medications, wound care, chronic respiratory, cardiac issues, anything that you would see in the hospital. They're just stable enough to be at home, but they require nursing almost every day, if not twice a day.
And how has it changed for you in the past couple of weeks?
It's changed so much because you can't just walk into a client's house now, wash your hands and say good morning. You have to put on your mask, your full protective body wear, your shield, and then, you know, you have to treat in these poor people. They're already in isolation as they, you know, a majority of them live by themselves. So they spend most of their time in isolation, and sometimes the only visit they get a day is from the nurse.
Right.
So that makes them so happy. And then you walk in and you're like looking like, you know, you're a foreign alien. And a lot of them have mental health issues, so they don't watch the news,
right,
or they don't listen to the radio, and they don't understand the severity of what's going on in the world. This is so serious. And for the people that think that, like, it's not, it's so, so serious. Even nursing school for years ago could have never prepared me for this. People are just contracting and dying, and it's just so, so sad.
What would you say to people? Because I still feel like there is overwhelming thoughts that it's just the flu. The flu kills this many people a year. It's not going to affect me because I'm not older. I'm not, I don't have respiratory issues. Still saying I can do whatever I want. What would you say to those folks?
They're misinformed. Stay home. The majority of the deaths that we're seeing is between the ages of 30 to 50 with no pre-existing medical conditions at all, such as, that they're totally fine, running their normal, 5 miles on a treadmill, and the next day they can't catch their breath, they have a fever, and they're being put on life support, and sadly, a lot of them are not surviving.
Mm.
So it takes no prisoner.
Just so I'm clear, you said 30
to 50. 50, right.
Wow.
30 to 50 seems to be a huge, in the community where I live, we are seeing a huge amount of people in that age group test positive, and some of them that are needing ventilators.
Well, Gina, thank you for what you do. We appreciate you being on the front lines of this, okay?
Honestly.
Thank you.
All right. Keep
thank
your head
you
up.
So
keep your head up, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks. We
have
love
a great
you.
Day.
All right. You
okay.
too, Gina. I mean, it's just a perfect example.
Let me see. My heart.
I know.
Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Yes, hi. My name is Alex.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Very good, thank you.
So you deal with potentially COVID-19 patients all day?
Yes. I work for Exeter Hospital in New Hampshire, and I work for the respiratory unit.
And what has it been like for you every day going to work?
It's a lot of people, very scary, you know, like you don't know if you are going to get it today, or like if you will see somebody who you love or somebody who you know getting it. We are trying to be positive. We are trying to, you know, like keep it calm for everybody. But we are seeing a lot of people stressed and a lot of people having anxious attacks, thinking right. that, you know, then it's the coronavirus. But actually, I know now that I'm in air, I can tell you then one of the symptoms for the coronavirus is if you are losing the smell.
Yeah, like they say the smell and the taste, right. Yeah, we've heard that.
Exactly.
What did you want to ask, Kennedy? I'm sorry.
Well, I just wonder, what's it like for you when you get home every day? Like, do you have to, my sister works in this industry. She has to take all of her clothes off. She can't hug her kid, you know, runs to the shower. What's it like for you? And how do you feel when you, like, can finally lay down and have some peace?
So, for me, it's been kind of, like, really sad because I live in New Hampshire. My kids are with my ex-husband in Massachusetts. They are in Dedham. So, until all this finish, I won't be able to hug and see them. So my boyfriend, yeah, I can see my kids. I can do video calls, you know, and just saying hi every Tuesday and Thursday. You know, it's really sad that I can't even go and hug them and see them because, you know, all this going on. Then my boyfriend is at home. He worked for like carcels and they closed down. So when I get home, we have the routine. I leave my shoes outside in my apartment building. I have a little paper saying, like, please do not be near my shoes. I work at Exeter Hospital.
Right.
So everybody know in the building then can be near my shoes. I get in. I have, like, a towel ready. He put a towel ready for me in the door. Or dry it and wash it out near to the door as well. So I get everything out. I don't touch anything. I throw it in the washing machine. I have like Lysol spray. I spray my backpack where I have my stethoscope and my stuff.
Wow.
And then he go to the room and I just walk to the bathroom and take a shower. Then after that, I'm okay.
Well, I just want to say thank you. I know everybody listening to this is just like has no idea of what it is that you're going through every day. Just to be able to walk back into your apartment to be around your boyfriend or to sacrifice not being with your family. So thank you so much. You're a hero to all of us. I hope you know that.
And trust me, guys, it's like everything is going to be okay. The only thing that we need from you guys, we are doing that movement. We're being in the news also, my department.
Yep.
We need everybody to stay at home. We need everybody, if you go to Walmart, if you go to any grocery store, if you go to the gas station, include, just wear a mask, wear something in your face.
Yep.
Be 6 feet apart from everybody. Because what happened is, like, if everybody is together, the coronavirus is so tiny, and the spore gets stuck in your clothes or in your hair or even in your skin. So that, maybe you don't feel it in the moment, but you will feel it, like, 14 days later, you know? And it's you know, it's crazy.
It's a lot. No, I know. And you're probably like, it's nice to talk to people too, I'm sure, as well. Well, thank you for calling in, and we appreciate you listening to the show, and we appreciate what you're doing every day, okay?
Thank you so much, guys, and please be safe.
Oh, yes, we will.
I know that, like, you know, we will be all together in this pretty soon.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. You just forget about that stuff, right? Like, just...
It's like a full-time job for her to even go home.
Right.
For her to have to take off her shoes and put it somewhere and then have her boyfriend waiting so he can take off, you know, her scrubs and she has to shower and...
She can't see her kids.
Yeah. It's just...
I don't even know how you do that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.